one of the elements that we have in Shalom Aleichem, we say Shalom Aleichem to the Malachim, and we say Tzeischem L'Shalom. So the question that's asked by many is, what are we asking them to leave for? They just accompany us home. Do we want them to leave? No. Why should we ask them to leave? It's not so nice. So the Beis Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur, says, well, we don't know what our meal is going to look like, so we don't have so much confidence in ourselves. So maybe they accompany us home, and they say, okay, you know, maybe better if you leave. That's not something that is really such a lechatchila confidence building. If you look in the Shari Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch and Reis Lamech Beis, he quotes from the Chida, the Machzik Bracha, that says, maybe, well, we don't know when the Malachim are going to leave. So we say, you're welcome to stay, and whenever you leave, you know, you should have a Tzeischem, you should have a Tzeischem L'Shalom. But there's another idea. The Halakha Valiba, Rav Mishur, quotes from the Shem Yishmuel in Parshas Vayigash that says that the Malachim accompany us home, and then we go to the Shabbos table, and we start speaking Shalom Aleichem. Shabbos is Yichud between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, and even the Malachim can't stay there. Even the Malachim aren't as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos as the Jews are, and therefore we say to the Malachim, thank you for accompanying us home, but now it's like the Yichud room. Only the Chassan and Kala could be inside. As much as we feel close to you, the Chassan and Kala have a closeness, and that's what we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos, so we say Tzeischem L'Shalom.